are tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, guys, we need to talk about the NFL GOAT, Tom Brady, here in this video. This was the first season without Tom Brady going all the way back to 2000. Very, very long career. The most successful career, in my opinion, in NFL history. 10 Super Bowls, 7 Super Bowl championships, 3 MVPs, 5 Super Bowl MVPs, records galore. But Tom Brady's final season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he was okay. He wasn't great. He wasn't bad. He didn't fall off a cliff, Mats Kellerman. But he was still not Tom Brady anymore. Now, some people may be thinking, yeah, he was 45 years old. There was some decline. But based on the news we got right now, guys, I'm not that sure. Yeah, he was older. But the man had thrown 40-plus touchdowns in back-to-back seasons. This man had the greatest career in the NFL over the age of 40. I don't know if we're actually going to see that again. But news dropped yesterday about Tom Brady and his ex-wife, Giselle. And we probably got the details as to why they actually got divorced. I remember Tom Brady, when he actually showed up to camp with the Buccaneers in his final season, he was looking kind of gaunt. He was looking like very, very thin. Now, we know that Tom Brady actually does take care of his body. But I remember this one press conference where I was looking at him. I was like, man, something don't look right. He almost looks like a skeleton. And then we find out him and Giselle are actually getting divorced. And then his play actually picked up a little bit. But the Buccaneers were never really locked in on offense. They finished with, what, a 8-8 record or 8-9 record. You know, NFL actually went from 16 games, 17 games. That is very, very un-Tom Brady-like right there. Okay? But let's get into these details here, guys, because this may be the reason why Tom Brady was the way he was in that final season with the Buccaneers. So make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member, member live stream every single Friday. So we're going to be having one tomorrow. Just starts at $5 per month. We appreciate the support. So check this out right here. Fans expressed shock at the reports claim infidelity in Tom Brady, Giselle Bundchen's former marriage. Now, this has all to do with the jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Vellante. Now, this guy was actually around the Bradys, but he's been spending a whole bunch of time with Giselle. Now, apparently, they are now officially in a relationship, but the question is, when did this relationship actually start? Well, Brady's camp is basically saying this thing started while Giselle was actually married to Tom Brady and she cheated on him. Wow. So it says here, when Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen announced their divorce in October 2022, the rumor mill until that point suggested that the Brazilian model had reached a breaking point with Brady coming out of retirement from the NFL. Yeah, see, that was the story that many people were actually thinking. She wanted Tom Brady to retire, but he refused to. That may not be the reason why now. But anyway, it goes on. It says, however, while that may very well have contributed to the downfall of the nearly 14-year union, new reports suggest infidelity on Bundchen's part. In the wake of the split in November 2022, Bundchen was pictured with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Vellante, in Costa Rica, who she had been training with a year prior. it wasn't until June 2023 that the couple went official with their relationship. And honestly, I didn't even know that they actually went official with their relationship, to tell you the truth. But sources close to Brady's camp told the Daily Mail over the weekend that the future Hall of Famer has questioned the exact timeline. Quote, if she wants to have people think she's been dating Joaquin only since June, so be it, the source claimed. But they have been together longer and they aren't taking it slow. Tom has accepted that. Tom and Joaquin are not friends, but Joaquin is also around his kids, so Tom has to find the good in him and does believe he is a good guy, the source continued. If Joaquin ever becomes a father figure to his kids, Tom will be able to adapt. Now, if I'm Tom Brady and this guy right here was actually banging my wife while I'm still married to her. Well, we ain't being friends. Oh, no. No, we are not being friends. Actually, I would do everything in my power to keep my kids away from this guy. That's what I would do. It goes on, although the news broke several days earlier, by Wednesday, it finally caught the attention of social media as Brady began trending on X. Many of those who weighed in expressed shock and varying degrees of outrage that even a chiseled 6'4" athlete can fall apparent victim to infidelity. After all, if Brady can't keep his marriage together, what hope does a regular sucker have? Well, me and my wife are going strong, you know, for many, many years now, but that's another story, so I digress. This person here just posts, even Tom Brady gets cheated on right there. And that's a Michael B. Jordan post right there. And that's Joaquin Vellante right there in Costa Rica. Man, if this is true, man, Giselle is really a piece of shit to do that to Tom Brady. Another person says, you can be Tom Brady. She's still going to cheat. Wow. If Tom Brady can get cheated on, then ain't nothing saving you, dog. let's see here. Is that another one here? This person here says, on one hand, if Tom Brady can't keep a girl, what hope do you have? On the other hand, if a jiu-jitsu instructor can take Tom Brady's wife, you can do anything. Now, if I'm actually on Joaquin Vellante here, and I know that that Giselle actually cheated on Tom Brady with me, am I actually going to trust Giselle? No, absolutely not. They're in a relationship right now. So maybe Joaquin Vellante has to question on whether or not Giselle is actually messing around on him. Man, this is pretty stunning right here, but not so stunning because apparently this guy wasn't even around until like a year before the divorce, and he started doing jiu-jitsu with the Brady family. And then the marriage falls apart pretty fast. Yeah, that is pretty shocking right there, guys. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.